Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Woodland regalia will be worn by young and old as the Aldervale First Nation is conducting its 32nd annual traditional powwow this weekend. The theme to this year's event is honoring our woodland spirit. The powwow will feature dancing, drumming, and other cultural activities. Aiden Gorvet, the cultural program advisor for the First Nation, says children will show off their dancing skills in the Tiny Tots program. The grand entry starts at noon Saturday.
So for me, it's about recalling our Anishinaabe styles of dance. So when you attend a powwow, you're going to see different styles. And certain styles originate in different nations. But when we refer to the woodland style of dance, for the men and the women, we're referring to a specific style of dress and attire that belongs to us as Anishinaabe people. And it's about reclaiming that and being unique in our own Anishinaabe woodland identity.
So let's get into the dress, the regalia. What is the difference between more of a fancy dress to a woodland dress?
Yeah. Okay. So for the dress that the woman wear, it's usually referred to as a strap dress, and that's what you're going to see. So the dress is kind of a one-piece dress with straps that go over the shoulder, and then it's got kind of a separate, kind of like a cape or a sleeves that attach onto it. And sometimes you'll see those dancers too wearing a hood. And those are what we call the strap dress, or some people refer to them as the grandmother's dress. And they're an old style of dress that predates our contact with European settlers. So it's a very old style of dress that our Quaywog would wear.
So if you could paint a picture, like if you could describe what it would look like when someone's wearing that, how would that compare to the jingle or the fancy dress then?
So the dress will oftentimes it's a long dress made of usually a velveteen. Historically, it was made from a wool or a broadcloth that we would trade for. Most often, black velvet or black wool, but you see other colors as well. Blues and reds are very common and were very common. And oftentimes, they're adorned at the bottom with ribbons and also with a floral decoration too. And that floral decoration can either be beadwork or applique designs. So throughout that whole dress, it's very colorful. Lots of florals oftentimes you'll see, and deck ribbons and nice shiny velveteen.
Now for the men, how would that dress look for them?
For the men, kind of what's typical is usually a set of aprons, so front and back aprons that the men will wear, oftentimes also decorated with floral beadwork. And the reason we decorate as Anishinaabe people with floral artwork is to represent our connection with nature and with Mother Earth. And so you'll see the men will have their front and back aprons. Oftentimes they can either have a vest or sometimes what we refer to as a yoke, or can also be referred to as a cape that goes over top. And oftentimes you'll see what we call a gushka badagan or bandolier bags. And so they're a large kind of side bag that the men and women will wear them too. And sometimes you'll see those. Sometimes the men will also have leggings as well that are decorated. And our moccasins too are something that makes us unique as a woodland Anishinaabe people. We have a unique style of moccasins called the split toe or pucker toe moccasins that we'll wear as well.
Now, would this dress in terms of woodland, would that be a different for the opening ceremony, or would this be more for the competition?
The woodland dancers are, it's its own category in and of itself now. It's starting to be recognized at powwows. I mean, it's always been our way of dress, but it's more so becoming popular for Anishinaabe people to wear our Anishinaabe style regalia. And that's what we're trying to promote this year, is show our youth. This is what our woodland style looks like. This is a unique style to us as Anishinaabe people. So there's many woodland nations. So there's many different nations that have their own form of a woodland dance, but for us, it's specific Anishinaabe style.
Now, one thing that I always enjoyed about powwows is the tiny tots. They get dressed up, they do their best, and they look cute doing it. And it's really, like it pays respect, but it's also teaching the traditions. And so talk to me about the significance of getting tiny tots involved.
Yeah, so this year, you may have noticed on our poster, we're having a tiny tot special, something we do every year. And it's really important for us, so, especially in the community, we spend a lot of time, and there's a lot of people who spend a lot of time making their outfits for their kids. And so for us, it's really important to give those kids a chance to get out and right from an early age to know who they are as Anishinaabe people and learn about their Anishinaabe identity, and be proud, have fun. And it also recognizes all that time and hard work that all those parents put into making and designing those outfits for their little ones.
Now, another aspect that people kind of may not understand about powwow is drumming. Now, I know there's always a competition. What can we expect there?
Yeah, well, there's competition powwows and traditional powwows, and then there's somewhere in between as well. So we're a traditional powwow, so our drums are non-judged. They're there to have fun and to sing. But we do have specials throughout powwows, so there will be specials, but those will be the only songs that are judged and that are considered a competition song. But yeah, we're a traditional powwow. We also have a ceremonial drum in attendance, so we're keeping it traditional as possible.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.